the comments heard on The View from a Pew are those of Mac McCoy and are not necessarily the opinions of his guests, his producer Garth, any one particular denomination or religion, the church lady, Mr. Lemke, Pastor Craig, or anyone else of sound mind and body. Now, here is today's The View from a Pew, heard all around the world on YouTube. Just search for The View from a Pew.
And thank you, Emily, for that disclaimer. Always love hearing her voice at the beginning of our programs. And, of course, that music is the theme from The Chosen. And I want to thank Dallas Jenkins and all those people for letting me use that music. I didn't have to pay for it, although I did contribute to The Chosen because... Well, I'll tell you what, I'll challenge it. If you haven't watched any part of The Chosen, please do it. It will change your life. Now, it won't change your life like Jesus changed your life, but it will give you a perspective of what it was like during those 3 years of Jesus' ministry. So check out The Chosen if you can. I've got a friend of mine who's in ministry, Michael and Sherry, and I believe it's The Next 24 is the name of their ministry. They've been on this platform, and they told me that I needed to meet this man by the name of Larry Dirksen Jr. and learn about his ministry. And so that's what you and I are going to do today. We're going to learn about Larry's ministry. And what you told me a minute ago I thought was real interesting, and it kind of has something to do with neuroscience. Am I saying that right?
Yes, I love the last couple of years. I've really been studying neuroscience. And, you know, when the Bible tells us, be not conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, it's really talking about really natural processes that happen in our brain. That, you know, when we're in relationship with Jesus, we experience his love and his joy. Those two ingredients are the main forces to help us to do left brain activities, which is, you know, read the scripture, be conformed through his word, and to let him actually transform us. So new neural pathways are created, and neuroscience bears that to be true.
And from this discovery, you have added that thinking into your ministry, which is called No Shame?
No Shame Ministries.
No Shame Ministries. Tell me about No Shame Ministries.
No Shame Ministries is a comprehensive, biblically-based, neuroscientifically driven mental wellness program. Mental wellness is really the key.
Okay.
We want to be a proactive system where the current system with mental health is very reactive.
Yep.
Definitely, we want Humpty Dumpty not to fall off the wall, to have to be put back together again.
I like that.
So, yeah, we want to be proactive, and we want to focus on mental wellness. And, yes, we help people who do struggle with their mental illness, but you'd be amazed the number of people who just come to improve their own mental wellness.
And it's all done through Jesus.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're not a doctor. You're not a psychologist. You didn't stay at a hotel last night and become one. So it's all based on the healing through the power of Jesus, even with mental wellness.
Absolutely. I do have a degree in psychology, but actually I was a mess when I was trying to do this on my own, apart from the Holy Spirit and understanding his role in healing our minds and our hearts. So no, it is 100% biblically based, and just the practicality of the word and being in true relationship with Jesus is truly transformational.
And that's one of your messages, obviously. And one of the reasons I was drawn to you is I'm very open and free about discussing my mental illness. And by the way, we probably all have one, but some of us are on medication to help ours. Mine, I told you the other day, was borderline personality disorder, and there is no medication to help that. And Jesus is really the one who brings people out of the dangers of borderline in my life and the lives around me that I impact. And once you add Jesus into your life, whatever mental illness or thing that you fight with or whatever's broken inside you, Jesus is going to be the way that will lead you out of that darkness. So if there's somebody listening Well, there is. Somebody's listening to this right now, and we've perked their interest because they also have something to do with mental illness, or they're smart enough to know that everybody is broken because of, you know, what Satan did in the garden. How does your ministry impact people who are suffering from mental illness?
Well, I would say a couple ways. First is the understanding of mental illness, where it comes from. We are based, God created us to be spirit, souls, bodies, and relationships. So we are spirit and soul living in a body, and we are designed to be in relationship with God and with others. We need to realize that a problem with our body is not a spiritual problem. And for me, that was a lifesaver, because for the longest time, I believed that if I was a Christian, I should not experience anxiety, depression. My diagnosis is PTSD, but I've had a lot of traumatic things happen in my life that have brainwired me to experience the world a certain way. And processing through that, through God's word, but also doing practical things, has helped me find healing in my own life.
Now, you have a military background?
I do not.
You do not?
My traumatic background was from being raised in a very abusive home.
Okay.
And then a little later on in life, having a son come down with brain cancer. And some tough trials.
You talk about a tough disease.
Yeah.
Watching someone, you just lose them.
Yeah, and
brain cancer.
He is with us today, but he's lost most of his motor skills and most of his cognitive abilities. So 24 years later, he's still with us, but he has a very difficult life.
So we're learning from him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so someone's listening out there, of course they are, and they want to get involved with your ministry. Tell me, not the short version, but tell me what doors they can open to receive help and healing through your ministry.
So our goal is, we are multiplying, and our goal basically is to be the Christ-centered AA of mental health. We are multiplying mental wellness, discipleship, and support groups. We are multiplying mental health coaches. So, like, if you're new to the mental health journey, we can assign you a coach for 90 days so you're not in mental distress trying to figure out what to do on your own. Okay. We actually have someone who can walk through 90 days with you to help you find the pathway to healing. We are working on a early intervention warm line. I know there's a 988 number.
Hot line, but you call it a warm line.
Right. The contrast being hotline, if you're unsafe, you need to go in and you need to be hospitalized. But if you're just starting the journey and you're just starting to experience some discomfort, mental health distress, this is where we want to engage you. We want to catch you early so mental health distress doesn't turn into a mental health disorder.
So I'm going to stop you just for a second. What does it look like to someone before they realize that there's a mental health issue? What are some of the symptoms? You said you wanted to catch them before. What are they realizing before?
You know, there's a great book called The Body Keeps the Score. You'd be amazed what your body tells you.
Okay.
If you are experiencing headaches, a lot of tension, pain in your body, how do you know when you're upset? You feel like you have an elephant sitting on your chest.
Yeah.
Or you get an upset stomach. If you're getting to the point where thoughts are distressing you, you're experiencing anxiety, stress, depression, you're having a hard time being motivated, getting up, doing things that you would normally do, these are all indications that you've got something subconsciously going on, and it's time to engage. Because if we don't deal with our pain, eventually our pain deals with us. So catching it early is huge.
Yeah. Larry Dirksen is my guest today. His ministry is called No Shame Ministry, and I would encourage you to check out his website.
NoShameMinistries.org.
Okay. And I've got a list of questions, if you don't mind, that I go through to help me and those folks listening to understand No Shame Ministries. And with your permission, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and start into some of those questions, if that's all right with you.
Sounds great.
All right, I'm Mac McCoy, and if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love this job. And I want to thank the good folks over at Divine Truth Christian Store. It is online at divinetruthchristian.com. So if you're in Seattle and you're watching this, you can go to their website and order whatever you want in the world of Christianity. And here's the cool thing. You will actually talk. You'll actually talk to someone at the store, which is a live person, and they're a family member that owns this store, and they'll solve any challenge you have when it comes to the right Bible or the right book or the right gift or the baptism, whatever it is. Check them out, divinetruthchristian.com, and we'll be back here on The View from a Pew.